Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I think this might be my first podcast of the month. I don't want to believe that, but I think it might be. And my spring sale is going on. It's May 2024. Every year I do a spring sale. All of my offerings are 50% off everything, from Seeker Circle to the one-year package. So if you've been thinking about the one-year package, it is 50% off. And today is the 16th. I have been planning to record shows starting the 13th, but here we go. Here we go. And the sale goes until the 20th. So the sale is a week. It started on May 13th. If you're on my email list, you already know. That's one of the reasons why I started there. And then I had to cycle through all of my current clients. And now I'm talking to all of you. So all of my services are 50% off. My Seeker Circle, which rarely is on sale, period, it's even 50% off. I have some spots open for that. That's 12 weeks of weekly intuitive messages sent to you via email. I tune into your energy. I pull cards, prepare messages for you. Yes. So my spring sale is here. You can check out all of my offerings. All of the prices have been changed. Everything's on the website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about, I sent an email to the list. I'm going to be sending some content over, you know, in preparation for the sale. And I thought this was a really cool piece to share here on the podcast. And I have some more to go, and so I'm going to do this quickly. I'd love to give you lots of commentary, but I think it's all pretty, it's pretty spot on. So, but it's called 24 Steps to Create a Miracle, I think. I think that's what it's called. I wrote it. I don't know what I titled it. Let's see. 24 Steps to Create Miracles. So I'm just going to give them to you here on the podcast. This is all of the wisdom knowledge I've accumulated over a decade that I've been doing this work professionally, plus all the insight that came forward as I was preparing it. So here we go. 24 Steps to Create Miracles. Number one, imagine you are in your desired reality. So embrace the practice of envisioning a new you, whatever that might be for you. Number two, write down your desired reality often, over and over and over again. I do this multiple times a week. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Write it down. Write down your desired reality. Number three, consider all the thoughts you would be thinking if you already had your desired reality. This is next level. If you can get there, it's brilliant. Think about, you already have what you want. What are you thinking? What are you thinking on a day-to-day basis? It is so fun to do this practice, and you can do it so many different ways. If you really lean into it, here I am giving you commentary, and I said I have to go. If you really lean into this practice, your intuition, your spirit guides are going to give you all these ways in which you can tap into the energy and frequency of your desired reality just by considering what you would be thinking if you already had what you want. Okay, next. Release the woe is me thinking. Number four, release the woe is me thinking. You're okay. Life is okay. Right now in this moment, you are perfectly safe. Believe me, I understand when you are in woe is me. In no way am I saying your woe is me doesn't matter. But typically when we go into woe is me, it's because we forgot that we're okay. We're okay right now. We're thinking about the future. We're thinking about something that could go wrong. We're thinking about something that might not work out. We're thinking about the fact that we haven't seen any indication that things are going to go in our favor. And so we feel low about it. And on top of that, if somebody's asking for something or requesting something or saying something or something was misconstrued, add on top of that, and you feel really crummy. And so you're going to have to release that. And just remind yourself, you're okay. You're okay. Life is okay. Right now in this moment, you're perfectly safe. Number five, pray. Help me, Spirit. I heard Michael Bernard Beckwith give a talk on this, and he was talking about an experience he was having, and he just said, help. And they helped. Spirit helped. So just pray. Help me, Spirit. Number six, accept yourself and your current circumstances as they are. You can look at the truth without making yourself wrong. You know, I'm a real truth-based psychic, you know, and I'm most interested in reading the truth of a situation. And, you know, depending on the level of consciousness of whoever I'm reading for, they might be like, well, Amy, I know you're right, but that was so harsh. The truth doesn't have to be harsh, right? And I'll say that to them, like, it's only harsh because you're choosing to look at it that way, right? So you can look at the truth without making yourself wrong. It's only harsh. Truth now, somebody being a dick to you, yeah, that hurts and you don't have to put up with that. But the truth, you looking at the truth of your situation, that's a gift. That's a gift, even if it's not what you wanted, even if it's different than what you thought it was, it's a gift. So you can look at the truth of your situation without making yourself wrong, and there is a power in self-acceptance. There is power in accepting things as they are. It's okay to acknowledge that dude doesn't really love you the way you want him to. It's okay to acknowledge that you don't even love him the way you thought you did. It's okay to say, huh, this isn't as going as the way I thought it was. Right? It's okay. Doesn't mean that that means anything about your future. But it's okay to acknowledge things as they are. Number seven, feel the sensations of being in your desired reality. Let that feeling run through your body. So you imagine being in your desired reality and you feel that in your body. Number eight, affirm all things are possible. I am a limitless being. All things are possible. I am a limitless being. Number nine, when things start to feel complicated, or everything feels stacked on top of each other, say to yourself, this is an illusion. Pause. Breathe. Take a mini break. Remind yourself you have options. And then do what feels good, even if it doesn't solve your immediate problem. The better you feel, the more receptive you will be to solutions. Oftentimes, when I'm feeling like, God, I just don't know what to do first. I was feeling that way this morning. I was like, God, I could do this. I could do this. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't feel good. And it feels chaotic. So it probably means I'm looking at this situation not from a place of truth. And I'm probably creating a drama, right, in my mind. And so I said, okay, what would feel really good right now? I was like, I want to go to breakfast. And I want to wash my car. And that's what I did. And then after I was done with that, I was like, I want to go home and take a nap. And that's what I did. And then I woke up and I had ideas. I saw pathways. I saw solutions. I saw a way, right? I wound up having to skip my brother's wife's last minute birthday party. But yeah, that's what happens. So when I say to you, even if it doesn't immediately solve your problem, do what would make you feel good, because it's from that place that you open yourself up to your next right choice. Okay, number 10, if you don't like it, you don't like it. Period. Accept that. Whether it's a person, a job, an experience, a group of people. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Accept that. And then make a different choice. There's no need to continue to justify something that doesn't feel right and true to you. Number 11, inspiration will strike. You will have an idea. Act on it immediately. And no pomp and circumstances is needed. Just do it. Sometimes we get ideas. I see this often with clients. They'll get an idea for something. And they'll be like, well, Amy, I got to clean off the desk. I got to do this. I got to go here. I got to put this in place. I'm like, no, just act on the idea. Right? It just act on the idea. You don't need a lot of and this is how we create a direct route to what we want. So just act on it. No pomp and circumstance required. Just do it. Practice forgiveness and gratitude. Number 12, practice forgiveness and gratitude. Number 13, let go of fear, heal old hurts and pains, process the past. And I'll include childhood wounds in that as well. It did make the list, but, yeah. 14, release the notion that you must sacrifice to have something good happen. Just shift your energy again and again until you feel good enough to make the right move. No sacrifice is required. I'm going to do a show. I don't feel like I've talked about it directly yet. I did record a show and I didn't like it. And I didn't release it. It was in a series and I didn't think it was appropriate for the series, but I think we need to let go of the rags to riches story. I've probably touched on it in some shows as of late, but I had this breakthrough with a client around that why do we need rags to riches stories? We don't, right? So you don't need to sacrifice in order to get where you want to go, right? You just have to sit with it and sit with it and sit with it and do what feels good. And when I say sit with it, meaning you're not running around like a crazy person, just doing whatever people tell you to do or what you think might be right. You're really tuning into yourself. You're trusting yourself. And when you feel inspired, you act with all your heart. And just because you want a great life and you want to do something outside the box, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I would say to anybody, sacrifice is not required. It is a lie. It is a mindset. It is not real. You do not have to struggle. But if that mindset is locked in, then you will struggle well past the date you thought you would think you would be done with struggle. So just unlock it. Let go of the belief that you need rags to riches, you need to bootstrap, you need to sacrifice. 15, your mind is always going to make up the hardest and most demanding road to receive what you want. Tell yourself, it can be easier than I think. Keep seeking a direct route by way of your intuition and inspired guidance. So again, essentially what I'm saying to you is your mind's always going to come up with the hardest possible way to get what you want. You got to do this and you got to do this and this has to change and this has to change. And then you have to do this, then you have to do that, and then you have to do this. Yes, I do recognize there are steps at play, right? But if it's just like step after step after step, oh God, and then you have to become a bird and fly across the Sierra Desert, and then you can have what you want, then your mind is 100% lying to you. So tell yourself it can be easier and then look for the direct route. And if you're struggling with seeing the direct route, spend some time in meditation, spend some time in quiet, spend some time in peace, spend some time in the energy of serenity, and then you'll get better answers. 16, just get started. Sometimes you'll get one nugget at a time. Your mind will want to tell you that is not enough, you need to do more, or that your smallest effort won't make a difference. Call your mind out. Praise and appreciate and celebrate even your tiniest effort done from the most soulful place within you. And then keep taking tiny steps. Find your rhythm so you can be consistent. So action is born from the deep desire within, right? Deep desire within. And also knowing what to do. Like, you have knowledge. So you already know some things to do. Do those things and do them with love and positive expectation. Okay, 17. Meditation helps. Yes, yes. Affirmations too. Even a vision board can ignite the divine within you. 18, stop complaining, blaming, or shaming. These are sneaky habits. Notice every time you engage any of these behaviors. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. These are three, man, that are just energy sucks. They are such a waste of your mental space that you need to do the cool thing you want to do to be receptive to your miracle. Just stop it. And I could do a show just on this, but you know, your year of miracles, they just put an email out about complaining, blaming, and shaming. And see if you can find that YouTube. It's the woman who wrote Happy for No Reason, Marsha Smirnoff. Yeah, I'm butchering. Who's her pal? Who's the lady? You know what? You want me to Google it for you really quick? Or actually just look in my email box and get their emails in my personal email. Okay. Year of Miracles. I think it's this one. You love what I've been doing this a lot. It's on their YouTube. That's, you know, so it's Marcy, Shimoff, and Sue Mortar. And I'm pretty sure it's on their YouTube. Yeah. Miracle Moment. Yeah. Watch that video. Cause they explain the blaming, complaining, and shaming so beautifully, that I don't even need to do it. I don't need to do a show on it. But after I listened to that show, I was like, I told a client this recently. I listened to that. I was in the car and I get out. I go into Erewhon here in LA, this high end crazy market that even celebrities are like, wow, that was a really expensive market. But I love it. I do. And I was going in to get some coffee. And I know how the market's set up. I've talked to the people that work there. I know why it's set up that way. It's all a big marketing scheme and they don't label anything. And so I'm like, oh, now I'm going to have to walk around this market a whole bunch of times looking for this coffee. And I was like, oh my God, that's complaining. I know how this goes. I know this market well. So I chose to be here in this moment. There is no reason for me to be complaining about the layout of this market. Why don't I just go ask somebody where the coffee is? And that's what I did. And I found this wonderful, amazing, angelic human who told me exactly where everything I needed to buy was. So stop complaining, blaming, and shaming. It's a waste of energy. It lowers your vibration. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. 19, stay far away from negative people. You're responsible for your feelings. You're responsible for feeling good. Value your own company. Yeah, so if you're around some people that make you feel like crap and you may not even know why, right? I had somebody in my life for years and years and years who would just consistently make me feel like crap. And they didn't understand it. Like psychically, I knew, but I didn't have a logical explanation for what was going on. I just knew I often felt bad when I was around this person. Okay, so now I would tell my younger self, just trust yourself and stay away from that person. Even if you don't have a logical reason at this point, just stay away from them, be your own best friend. Oh my God, I wish I could have told myself that in my 20s. Like 19, 18 even. I wish I could have, I was in Bible college, Liberty University, my freshman year of college. I wish I could just put my hands on my shoulders in my dorm room and say, girl, value your own company. You will go so much further if you just value your own company. So yeah. Okay. Number 20. Keep affirming and stating your desires. I keep saying this to you. When you just keep telling yourself what you want, what you want, what you want. Do you know how I say this to clients? Like every one of their sessions, I say, well, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? That's my job, right? But I I know that it's not emphasized enough in our culture to check in with ourselves and ask ourselves what we want. So know what desired reality you want to be in. Know what your desires are. Know. In detail, the more you know, the better it will be for you. Know everything you want in a partner. Know everything that will not work for you in a partner. Know everything you want in a home. If you're making a career move, know everything you want that career to be. And just keep asking yourself and keep asking yourself and keep asking yourself until you get to a place of truth. Because sometimes we're calling a desire when it may be somebody else's desire. And so, but I say still write it down, because even in writing it down and pursuing it, you'll realize like, oh, that's somebody else's desire. That's not mine. This is my actual desire, right? So keep affirming and stating your desires. 21, stop accepting less than you desire. Now that may take some practice. This is in the realm of settling. You don't have to settle. I see people settle often. I see people just automatically assume they have to settle. There are things in my life where I'm like, oh, well, just have to go for that. And it takes a tremendous amount of energy. I'm working a manifestation right now, and I feel myself wanting to settle for less because I'm afraid. I'm like, oh God, you know? And I'm like, no. I'm going to be in this. That's what I want. It has to exist. It has to be real. My desire is my cue that it's real, right? And if I settle for less, I'm saying to God that what I desire is not real. And God speaks to me through my desires. God speaks to us through our desires. So essentially you're saying God's not real when we settle for less than we desire. So challenge yourself. It'll take a little work. It takes practice. Okay. 22, let the cosmic pieces come together at the perfect time in the perfect way. Your job is only to remain steadfast in your optimism and sincere action. Practice patience and perseverance. So I'll say this to you, optimism, action, patience, perseverance. Let it all come together. And that's hard when we put our timing on things. And yes, our timing is real to us, right? But I promise you, instead of focusing on I'm running out of time, you focus on steadfast optimism and sincere action. You're going to see all the pieces come together at the perfect time in the perfect way. 23, notice all subtle signs things are starting to shift for you. A found coin, ladybugs, rabbits, green parrots, all signs of good fortune and luck. You will have your own signs that you've come to accept and know. Those are all your cues from the universe saying, hey, you're on the right track. Keep going. So notice them, appreciate them. The universe is cheering you on. You know, I was washing my car today and I saw a penny. I kept planning to pick it up. And the car wash was so busy and I was so afraid that like somebody was going to get mad at me because I do like a deep clean on my car. And so, I mean, I didn't go as deep as I normally would have, but I definitely am not like, oh, my interior's perfectly clean. No, I wipe everything down beautifully. And I love that feeling. And so I saw this penny. I was like, I didn't pick it up, but I knew that penny was winking at me. The universe was cheering saying, yes, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. 24. Last step. Always be watching for your miracle. So often,